Do you remember, Jen, when we went to the bookstore a while back and you said you needed a map and I looked at you like you were crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Thanks for making me feel that way.
Because nobody buys maps anymore. Just why do you need a paper map when you have an iPhone?
What if I run out of battery? And it looks nice on my wall. I'll be honest. I took the map and I pinned it up on my wall.
Welcome to Talk Data to Me by Safe Software, the makers of FME.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tiana Warner, and with me, I have Jennifer Luther Thomas. And today, we're going to talk about indoor mapping. We're always trying to make maps more informative and more dynamic because the world changes and your location changes. So having that static piece of paper becomes useless pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
Companies like Google and Apple are making their mapping applications more precise, and we're actually able to look at where we're located inside buildings.
With Apple Maps for like big venues, I mean, their format's called Apple Venue Format. So the idea is for places where there's a lot of visitors, people are going a lot, I'm guessing they're big spaces where it's hard to navigate inside. They're trying to make that a lot easier for people to be able to navigate inside those spaces. Mm-hmm. So when you're going from outside and navigating, it can follow you inside and tell you like which floor you need to be on. If you're going to a shopping mall, where the shop is located and how to get there.
And that's one thing that I found interesting when I was reading about this is all the different sensors that they're able to leverage inside a phone. Like they even use the altitude, which is more precise than ever. I think before it was an issue knowing which floor you were on because the altitude wasn't precise enough. But now they can actually tell.
Well, reading about it, there are so many different ways that they can sort of track your phone, I guess, to find out where you are. So you can get these like Bluetooth beacons that people can install inside these places if people want to be able to track indoors or use your Wi-Fi. Or I think some people are using the accelerometers and magnetometers in your phone to try and work out how many steps you're moving, try and work out distance and which direction they think you're going in.
I think Microsoft Path Guide was one that was interesting. So they don't use Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or anything like that. They acknowledge that sometimes GPS isn't as accurate as it could be, and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi can be complicated. So Path Guide uses only sensors inside the phone, and you can record a path inside a building, and then people in the future using the path you've recorded will get directions like, okay, in 20 steps, you need to turn left.
Yeah, which is different compared to Apple and Google Maps, where I guess their navigation would be more traditional, what we're used to on a GPS. So Microsoft, one of the benefits was for people who are maybe sight impaired. So it's a lot easier for them to say, go 12 steps forward and then turn left, rather than look at your phone and follow this, because some people can't.
Yeah. So ArcGIS Indoors was another one. They released it in tech preview over the summer. And it's just an ArcGIS project that includes tools for CAD to GIS and generating 3D floor plans. I think that one's mostly campuses and buildings so far.
They had a presentation online that I was looking through some of the slides for. It was quite an involved project. So they've got a lot of 3D data. Like they've got CAD, BIM, and then they're using all the Esri products and things like Data Interrupt to merge it all together into GIS and put this into their campus viewer. So you can see the campus in 3D if you want, see all the buildings, and then you can go inside those buildings and navigate. So if you need to get to someone's office or, I guess, a lecture hall, it'll tell you how to get there.
Did you look at HERE indoor position?
I did have a look at HERE. And I think HERE Maps were one of the first sort of mapping companies that I realized you could do indoor maps. And this was a few years ago now, because I used to have a Windows phone, which was linked to HERE Maps. So every time I was in shopping centers, I would notice if I zoomed in, I could start to see all of the different shops.
HERE is one of the ones that uses signals from Wi-Fi access points and Bluetooth beacons. There were a couple of smaller companies that have solutions as well. I found one called Jibestream, and they actually have the Pentagon and the U.S. Army as their clients.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess that's kept private.
I imagine it would be. They're probably more independent solutions, so you're not submitting your map to them to be available to anyone. And then Indoor Atlas was another one I found.
I think from my reading as well, like a lot of the smaller companies that are focusing on indoor mapping are looking at more than just navigation indoors. They're also having a look at analytics, how long people are spending in certain locations, where are like the busy corridors of traffic, if you're getting new visitors to your site or repeat customers, and what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's the next step for indoor mapping, because I noticed some business intelligence solutions like ClickMaps, they're actually taking indoor navigation data and turning that around and giving intelligence to people based on, okay, this area gets the highest traffic, so this would be a good place to put a new shop or things like that. And they're using these Bluetooth and Wi-Fi beacons and access points.
Yeah, and I guess as well as actual shops, which is why you're going, I guess, to the mall, but what about bathrooms and fire extinguishers, things like that? So they need to be able to look at all of that data and work out where to best place the extra things.
So it's kind of a two-way exchange happening right now.
And it's useful as well. I don't know if you've ever looked at your phone, if you want to go to the supermarket or something. Google will tell you how busy it is at that point. So Google will know when you take your dot inside these locations, so it can tell you what the busy times of the day are.
I find that a little creepy, actually, that it knows that people... It's useful, but it knows where everyone is at any given time.
Yeah.
So what is indoor mapping used for? We have mentioned shopping malls. Airports are... There's a lot of airports who are enabling indoor mapping now. I know Vancouver Airport does it.
Yep.
Schools, universities, hotels, stadiums, subway stations. I mean, there's more and more places. Just anyone that has a big venue where you might get lost inside of it, they're enabling indoor mapping.
Yeah. I think some of the requirements as well to submit your maps to Google or Apple is that area has to have over 1 million visitors annually. It has to have Wi-Fi and it has to be publicly accessible.
Okay.
So if the building meets those requirements, there's a good chance you could mapped indoors.
I didn't know about the 1 million visitor thing. That's interesting.
I think there was an Apple
requirement. You know what has an indoor map is Science World in Vancouver. Yeah. So anyone who came to the UC a couple of times ago.
2014.
Yeah, the UC 2014. We had it at Science World. We could have explored indoor mapping there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the challenge with indoor mapping is that you have to convert your floor plan data into a native indoor mapping format. So with Apple Maps, you have to convert it to AVF, Apple Venue Format, for indoor mapping with them. So to enable indoor positioning for your venue, you would first apply to Apple Maps Connect, and then make your floor plans in AVF, and then survey your venue using their indoor survey app.
Okay.
So converting to an indoor mapping format can be done with FME, and we're seeing people do this with a variety of source data like CAD or GeoJSON or whatever other formats they have, and then they integrate all of it and load it straight into their indoor mapping format of choice.
Yeah.
The Vancouver Airport was one example that they had an internal JSON format, and they used FME to convert it to AVF for indoor mapping in Apple Maps. Dave here did an example with IBM Tririga Facility Management System. He used FME to convert that into AVF, and then he ran it through a quality check. We actually have a free AVF validator tool online. If you go to safe.com/AVF, you can submit your data there and it automatically validates your indoor mapping file and sends you a report.
Okay. So if you wanted to submit a map to Google instead, if you want to map indoors, what they're looking for is for people to convert their data into an image, so just like a JPEG, PNG, and then you can go on their website and on their indoor maps section, they've got an option for you to upload a floor plan. So once you've converted all your data into an image, you can upload it to their site. It will show you the aerial imagery on one side of the screen and then your floor plan on the other. So then you sort of georeference it against the aerial photography. And then you would submit that to Google. They moderate it and then decide if it's good enough to be included in their indoor mapping.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. To find resources about this podcast, go to safe.com and in the search bar at the top, type in indoor mapping or AVF.
Do you want to know what the most useful indoor map I think I've ever used is?
Where?
The Safe office. When you start and there's so many little offices and you need to go and see someone, but you have no idea where they sit, just go on our little office map, search for their name, and it tells you where their office is.
Yeah. I think it actually took me several months to stop getting lost here when I started.
Yes. It's definitely a bit like a rabbit warren.
Yeah. Wait, a what?
The rabbit warren. That's where all the rabbits live.
Thank you for listening to Talk Data to Me. For webinars, demos, and other resources, visit safe.com.